You have three options once you decide what the next action really is. Option 1. Do it. If the next action can be done in 2 minutes or less, do it when you first pick the item up. Even if the item is not a high priority one, do it now if you're ever going to do it at all. The rationale for the 2-minute rule is that that's more or less the point where it starts taking longer to store and track an item than to deal with it the first time it's in your hands. In other words, it's the efficiency cutoff. If the thing's not important enough to be done, throw it away. 2 minutes is in fact just a guideline. If you have a long open window of time in which to process your in-basket, you can extend the cutoff for each item to 5 or 10 minutes. If you've got to get to the bottom of all your input rapidly in order to figure out how best to use your afternoon, then you may want to shorten the time to 1 minute or even 30 seconds so you can get through everything a little faster. It's not a bad idea to time yourself for a few of these while you're becoming familiar with the process. There's nothing you really need to track about your 2-minute actions. You just do them. If, however, you take an action and don't finish the project with that one action, you'll need to clarify what's next on it and manage that according to the same criteria. For instance, if you act to replace the cartridge in your favorite pen and discover that you're out of cartridge refills, you'll want to decide on the next action about getting them. Buy refills at the store. Adhere to the 2-minute rule and see how much you get done in the process of clearing out your end stacks. Many people are amazed by how many 2-minute actions are possible, often on some of their most critical current projects. Option 2. Delegate it. If the next action is going to take longer than 2 minutes, ask yourself, am I the best person to be doing it? If not, hand it off to the appropriate party in a systematic format. A systematic format could be any of the following. Send the appropriate party an email. Write a note or an overnote on paper and route the item out to that person. Leave him or her a voicemail. Or talk to him or her directly, either face-to-face or by phone. If you do delegate an action to someone else, and if you care at all whether something happens as a result, you'll need to track it. As you develop your own customized system, what you hand off and then track could look like a list in a planner, a file folder holding separate papers for each item, and/or a list categorized as waiting for in your software. For now, if you don't have a trusted system set up already, just put a note on a piece of paper. WF, short for waiting for, reply from Bob, and put that into a pending stack of notes in a separate pile or tray. You may be asking, what if the ball is already in someone else's court? In the example cited before about waiting for the last K-1 to come in so you can do your taxes, the next action is currently on someone else's plate. In such situations, you will also want to track the action as a delegated item or as a waiting for. On the paper that says, do my taxes, write something like, waiting for K-1 from Acme Trust, and put that into your pending stack. It's important that you record the date on everything you hand off to others. The few times you will actually want to refer to that information, for example, being able to say, but I called and ordered that on March 12th, will make it worth establishing this as a lifelong habit. Option 3. Defer it. It's likely that most of the next actions you determine for things in N will be yours to do and will take longer than 2 minutes to complete. These actions will have to be written down somewhere and then organized in the appropriate categories so you can access them when you need to. For the moment, go ahead and put post-its on the pieces of paper in N with the action written on them and add these to the pending stack of papers that have been processed.